Questions for Trent Taylor?
Trent, I can't help but think back to your the summer before your senior season, when you're at camp, and just seeing you go out there, and I think Quentin may have been watching. What's it feel like to be that guy, the first guy since Quentin to have the three touchdowns in a single game?
Yeah, I just remember at that camp, Quentin Patton was just over there talking to me a lot, you know, trying to egg me on to the coaches or whatever. And he's a real good leader, a really cool guy. And just to hear that stat, you know, that's pretty cool. Just to know mentioning my name in the same sentence as his, I know that's a big deal. And he's a great leader and a great receiver that will go down in the history of Tech. So, you know, just I guess we all strive to be like him out there at the receiving core.
Last week, when one of your best friends, Hunter, went down with a broken collarbone, we hear that he made a pretty inspirational speech at halftime. You came out in the second half and had a heck of a performance. You can continue this week. Have you been kind of playing for Hunter?
Yeah, see a brother go down like that and a leader on our team like that, it definitely hurt. It hurt him and it hurt the inside receivers, hurt everybody on this team just to know that he's down there, because he had the most passion I've ever seen somebody play with out there on that field. And so I knew that was a big role for us to fill out there on the offense. And I believe a bunch of guys have stepped up to that call. And, yeah, we're just out there trying to make Hunter Lee proud. So.
You and Cody, Coach talked about the relationship you and Cody have developed. Did y'all just get together in the summer and work on routes? What was the secret to y'all developing the relationship you have?
Cody's a really hard worker, and I just know every day we were out there in the summer, it was, you know, we didn't let any day pass. It was out there getting work done. You know, we're not slacking at all. That was just him, and you know, he kind of got the whole team tag along with him with his hard work, and you know, just with his leadership on this offense, it's really helped us improve a bunch throughout the year.
Coach kind of mentioned this earlier in the year too. He just says that you have a lot of dog in you and a lot of no quit and you're fearless. Where does that attitude towards the game and how you approach every Saturday come from?
I just love the game of football, I guess. You know, since I can remember, I was always out there in the field playing with my dad. My dad played college football at Western Kentucky, actually. And, you know, it's just been a big part of my life ever since I was growing up. So, you know, just be able to continue that and playing Division I football, you know, I just take advantage of every opportunity that I get.
Talk a little bit about the coaching staff at Evangel, and people in the area know that as one of the premier teams in the area. And what experiences have you taken from high school that's kind of helped you here on that Tech?
I believe Evangel was a big, huge part of getting me here to the next level. You know, the coaches couldn't ask for any better coaches there at Evangel. They definitely prepared me for this Division I football level. And, you know, I'm very thankful for them. They were great leaders, great father figures to everybody out there on the team, helped me to grow as a man and a football player. So just very thankful for them to help me get to where I am today.
How bad you want Roland to get those picks?
Oh, man, I was watching that on the sideline. I was just so let down when he dropped that. I was just praying that he would get him a pick out there. I know he did his job out there, though. That was good to see.
Since your dad did play for the Hilltoppers, you had to have this game kind of circled on your calendar. What you're gonna hear talk some smack to your family members now? I'm sure you've got some Hilltopper fans in your family.
Oh yeah, it's good. I you know, I'm always gonna have this game on my dad now. I can always bring that up to him. But yeah, he was kind of talking a little trash to me. I didn't know if he was gonna root for us or the Hilltoppers. But yeah, it was fun playing against them. There are some coaches on the other sidelines that came up to me that coached my dad way back in the day. So that was a cool experience.
Well, I can tell you, he wasn't in red. I saw him before the game.
Wait, what?
Your dad was not wearing red, so I saw
okay.
him before the game.
All right, good.
Trent, I think I understand your first touchdown catch. You were in the center, in the back of the end zone. You sprint way to the far sideline, and you were right there, wide open in the corner. Was that play by design, or did you see an opening and know Cody would find you?
Oh, no, that was a designed play where I was the most inside receiver. I run a little corner route, and the outside receivers kind of ran in. So the corners, they bit hard, and, you know, the safety, I guess he stayed inside, and, you know, it was just a great executed play by the whole offense.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you.